Because of some intense scenes in today's episode, we encourage those of you under the age of 10 to listen with your parents.
This is Jack Brinkman. Last time, Mike, Anthony, and some new friends were on their way to a village deep in the mountains of Kashmir. Their purpose? To distribute gospel literature. Several miles outside the village, an armed rebel has stopped them.
I said, who are you?
Oh, how do you do? My name is Plum, and this is my sister, Stick. And these three nice young men came all the way from the United States.
Where are you going?
We are going to visit Fazil Mandi.
What is your purpose there?
We have come to give gifts and to talk to the people.
One moment. في عندي غرب جايين ضيوف شكلهم أول مرة هون.
غرب؟ عارف. عديهم. خليهم يمشوا. فينا نستعملوا منيح.
Okay. Do you have a gift for me?
Oh, yes. We have a CD you can have. Here.
Oh, and do you like cake, sweetie?
Thank you. That's very good.
Oh, it is my mother's recipe. I'm ever so glad you liked it.
You might continue to Fazil Mandi. They will be very surprised to see you.
Thank you, sir.
Please be careful.
We will. Thank you.
Was he with the government?
I believe that was a rebel.
Oh, the side of the mountain's all terraced. Yeah, from here all the way down to the village. Looks like giant steps.
Can you imagine doing all that terracing by hand?
There are many little streams from melting glaciers above us. They use that water for irrigation.
Very smart. What do they grow?
Oh, wheat, potatoes, barley, and over there's an orchard.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
Your body will get used to the high altitude. Just make sure you drink a lot of water. Oh, and don't exert yourself.
If you start feeling dizzy or nauseous, let me know. I've got some acetazolamide in my pack. It treats altitude sickness.
Look, notice that everyone down there is wearing a burqa. The women work in the fields here.
Where are the men?
In the village.
If they're wearing burqas, they must be pretty conservative.
Yes. Have you heard of the Taliban?
Taliban? Great.
Plum and I will talk to the women. It wouldn't be appropriate for us to go into the village.
You want us to go in?
If you're comfortable with that. We should probably keep one of you with us for security.
I'll stay.
Okay, then. I think we're ready. We'll leave the Jeep here. Mike, I believe that trail leads down into the center of town.
All right.
I've prepared a small backpack for each of us. Inside, there are Bibles, tracts, and CDs.
Give the material freely to anyone who seems interested.
There's also a couple water bottles and some yummy surprises I made.
Thank you, Miss Plum.
Mike, take this radio. We'll be on Channel 1.
Channel 1. Got it.
We'll meet back here in 2 hours. Let's say a prayer.
English?
Letter.
Here. Bible. You take?
Thank you. Hi. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Do you have a CD player?
Yes.
Here, listen to this. It tells stories about God.
Thank you.
Mike, how's it going down there?
Good, but I don't think they quite know what to make of us.
I doubt anyone has ever done this before.
We've already gone through about half of the material we brought in.
Mike, there's a small group of men gathering on the west side of the village. It's probably nothing, but be vigilant. If you sense any trouble, head back here immediately.
Understood.
Shall we talk to the women over there?
Yes. Anthony, you can keep watch over here in the shade if you'd like. We'll be in that field just past the Jeep.
Sounds good. You know where to find me.
Derek, we're getting some pretty weird looks.
Yeah, we should probably start heading back. I don't like the looks of that crowd over there.
It's that boy you talked to.
Here, you take.
What's in this? Wait, these are all the CDs and Bibles we gave away. What?
For you. For your people. We don't want them back.
My people don't want. You are Nazi. You must go. Quickly.
I think we have a problem.
Stick, something's wrong down there.
No. It looks like a riot. Mike, can you hear me?
Stick, these people are very angry. They're throwing things at us. They're throwing rocks.
You need to get out of there now.
We're trying, but we can't. They've surrounded us. There must be 100
people. What can we do?
I
don't know.
Stick, there's men running up the hill. Where's Anthony?
In the next field over. I don't know if I can make it to him in time. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I can't stand.
Mike, you're bleeding bad.
Mike, no!
Come out, mister. I know you're hiding back there. It's going to get cold tonight. You can't stay in there.
Who are you?
Quiet. You must come with me.
First, tell me who you are.
You don't remember? I stopped your vehicle. If you want to live, we must go now. Follow me.
Now, we will ride.
Where are you taking me?
To somewhere safe.
How can I trust you?
Because I have a gun and I'm not forcing you. Stay here if you'd like.
I'll come.
Okay, get on.
Does this have a headlight?
Safer with light off.
Are you joking? Motorbike, no light. Mountain trails?
Lights make easy target. I know trail well. Don't be worried. Come. You stay in here.
Where are we? What is this place?
Cliff people lived here 1,000 years ago.
Am I safe here?
This is the best place I know. Sleep on that cot. Water is in the pitcher. And there is a cop. You have flashlight?
Yes.
Okay, don't use it. You could be seen.
Where are you going?
We must wait for a village to settle down. Then I will take you out of the mountains.
What happened to my friends?
I'll try to find this out. And come back tomorrow night and, like, at this time, with food?
Thank you. My name is Anthony.
I'm Hashid. Now stay inside. Remember, this is very important.
I understand.
I go now.
Thank you for helping me.
I have one of the Americans.
And the others?
I will find them.
Americans pay money to buy back their family. We will have many new weapons. We have been blessed, Hashid.
Yes, indeed. Anthony.
Yes?
Here, some food.
Thank you. Who else is here? Plum!
Stick, you're alive! Oh, thank you, Lord.
Are you all right, dear?
Yes, I'm fine. What happened to you?
Well, we left. I'm sorry. They were coming for us. I ran down, but I couldn't find you.
What about Mike and Derek?
Oh, I'm so sorry, yeah. Anthony.
What?
The Taliban have Derek. In jail in the village.
And Mike? What about Mike?
Mike? Well,
He didn't make it, Anthony.
This can't be true. How do you know this?
We dressed in burkas and slipped into the village. Everybody's talking about it.
I'm so sorry, Anthony.
Give me your keys. I will hide your track. Salah!
Go ahead, Hashid.
I have the two women also.
Do they suspect anything?
No. I have their trust.
Good.
But I don't know how long I can hold them.
You must contain them for 3 days until I arrive with the team.
I spoke with a friend inside the village. He said it's not safe for you to move. They are searching everywhere for you.
What do we do?
Stay in here tonight. I'll come back tomorrow night with food and information.
Oh, thank you, Hashid.
Mm-hmm. Why is he helping us?
Oh, God, no. Why, Mike? He was engaged. He loved Liz so much. He loved you so much. And he wanted to be a missionary in this country for you. Why, God? Why would you do that? He risked it all. Why not me? I just don't get it.
Here's the thing, Anthony. Jesus said, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it."
So then he's found his life. I've been afraid to lose my life for you. Okay, God. I'm all in.
I'm going to use the satellite phone, Plum.
Hashid warned us about going outside.
It won't work in here, so I'm going out. I'm not sure what to think about that man.
You've reached Midland Mission. We're sorry we're not in. Please leave a message.
Janet, this is Stick. It's an emergency. Please call me on the satellite phone when you get this.
Could I make a call?
Yes.
Jack Brinkman.
Jack, we're trapped in Kashmir. Something terrible happened. It's Mike.
Okay, Anthony. We have a poor connection. I'm going to need your location.
Okay. According to my watch, we're at 35, 52, 51 latitude, 76, 30, 51 longitude. Got that?
I wonder if he brought anything.
Hello?
We're still here.
I have a surprise. A grilled goat kebab. You like?
Hashid, oh, how lovely. They're my favorite, and we are so hungry.
Where did you get these?
Actually, my sister cooked them for you.
Oh, she lives in the village?
The next village over.
Thank you.
The people are still angry. I think you should stay, like, two more nights.
Oh, well, you are too kind.
Remember, don't go outside. You must not take any chances.
Someone's here.
To the back where it's dark, quick.
Anthony, are you in here?
Jack, what are you doing here?
What do you think I'm here for?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Hello, I'm Stick.
I'm Plum. Thank you for coming, young man.
Guys, this is Jabari. He's going to attempt to free Derek. Let's not waste any time.
I was, well, still actually am a high-ranking soldier in my organization, Al-Hizbi. Because of this, the Taliban respects me. I'm going to try to convince them to release Derek into my custody.
On what grounds?
Leave that to me, okay?
All right.
For the plan to work, Derek must cooperate with me and come willingly.
What if he doesn't believe you?
If it comes to it, I'm going in.
Jack.
Jabari and I have already talked about this.
But
they know there were more of you on the team. I'm going to enter the village and get myself arrested. Hopefully, they'll put me in the same cell.
Mr. Brinkman, do you understand the risks?
Yes.
When they arrest you, they will likely beat you.
Thank you for your concern, Stick, but it's okay.
If someone needs to go, it's going to be me.
No, Anthony.
You have a family. I don't.
But Anthony...
I've had a lot of time to think these last couple of days. I'm ready.
Don't worry. It's not going to come to that. I will convince Derek. I am Jabari Kasrab, and I am with El Hesbi.
I know that group.
You are holding an American. I will speak with him immediately.
Okay. If you will follow me, please.
I must be alone with the prisoner. Leave us.
If you're gonna kill me, just do it now.
I've come to collect you.
What?
I'm come to free you.
Free us? You're one of them.
Quiet. No. They think I am El Hesbi, but I follow Jesus. Please, must trust me.
You're no Christian.
Shh. Keep your voice down. Who's that?
I'm Mike.
What? They said you had died.
Nope. I'm still here.
This is good. You must cooperate with me.
We ain't cooperating with no one. You guys almost killed us. Mike here needs to see a doctor now.
You must come with me now.
Come with you? Are you kidding?
Do you need help here?
Yes, we need help. My friend needs a doctor.
I am finished with them.
Derek, what if he's telling the truth?
He's not a Christian.
But he seems sincere.
No. He's not a good man, Mike.
But what if you're wrong?
I'm not. Trust me, we're better off in a Taliban jail than some terrorist group.
This is Jack.
Jack, please, put Anthony on.
Hello?
Anthony, I'm sorry, but you need to come in. They won't believe me.
What do you mean they won't believe you? Who?
Both of them. Your friend Mike is alive.
Mike's alive?
What? He's alive?
Thank you, God.
Do you remember the details?
Yes.
Okay, then. God be with you, brother.
I'll need the keys to the Jeep. Father, God, I told you I'm in, and I meant it. Whatever happens, please help me. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Let me in!
Who are you?
You have my team. I demand to see them.
Oh, Nasrani Tani!
Who is this? Who is this?
Anthony.
Mike, we thought you were dead. You're a mess.
You don't look that good yourself.
I only had two guys pounding me, not a mob. You all right?
Hanging in there.
Stick and Plump, are they okay?
Yes, and Jack's here.
Jack?
Yeah, he came with Jabari, that guy you met earlier.
Whoa. He was legit?
Yes. He was a terrorist, but now he's the pastor of an underground church.
Oh, man. Seriously?
Yeah. He risked his cover to save you guys.
Oh, I feel awful. I put both of you in danger.
It's okay. With God's help, we're going to get through this.
Brothers, we all hate Americans, but we must fight them wisely, on our terms. Through the terror networks, villages are not suited for this battle. They are easy targets for cruise missiles and drones.
Then we will move the prisoners to another location.
It makes no difference. Their government knows that you took them. We must let them go, or the American president will rain fire on this village.
How can you be sure he knows about this?
We have good sources. But if you don't believe me, you can ask the men yourself.
Okay, Aziz. Get the leader, the tall man we just arrested.
Yes, sir.
Be seated. What is your name?
Anthony Strauss.
Where are you from, Anthony Strauss?
I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Where is that?
In the United States.
Did your government send you here?
No.
Then why did you come?
We came to tell people about Jesus.
Ah. You should not have come.
Does your government know you are here?
Yes, our senator is aware of the situation.
What is senator?
A leader in our government. He speaks regularly with our president.
Aziz, bring food for our visitors.
What food?
I don't know what food.
You
must promise to tell your government that we treat you kindly.
I can't do that. That's a lie.
Then you'll bring trouble on our village. We cannot let you go.
Anthony, tell your government we treated you kindly after we realized a mistake. That is the truth, and it will prevent retaliation.
All right, I will say that.
Our villagers will not understand. This must be done in secret.
They will ride in my truck and lay on the floor.
Then, it is settled. You go.
Hashid, where are you?
Checkpoint 7.
The Americans were released. They're heading your way.
What do you want me to do?
They must not get past you. Stop them at all costs. There's a man claiming to be with Al-Hizbi. He's armed.
I'll take care of them.
We will take them all to the training camp. Hold them until we arrive.
I've been watching a vehicle about 2 miles back. It's coming fast. I think we're being chased.
Ah, then I'll drive faster. Hang on.
I wish this thing had seatbelts.
I wish the seats had cushions.
We're coming to a checkpoint. There's a guard.
Can you drive through?
Not unless we want to get shot.
Hashid, it's us. What are you doing?
Driver, what's your name?
Jabari. And you don't need to point that at me.
Are you with Al-Hizbi?
Yes. Do I know you?
Al-Hizbi doesn't help Americans. I've been ordered to kill you, Jabari.
So? Now you found me.
Why are you doing this?
They are my brothers and sisters. I must help them. So I am driving through. You can shoot me now, or you can let us go. It is up to you.
They're coming.
Hashid, dear, please.
I will not have your blood on my hands. Hurry, or they will catch you. Don't slow down until you are out of Kashmir.
What about you?
I can't take care of myself. Now go, hurry.
Thank you, Hashid.
My name is Yvonne. I'm the senior cabin crew member
Mike,
on your flight.
Look at this newspaper article.
American missionary executed this week in Fazil Mandi. Wow.
They got that one wrong, thankfully.
No kidding. Hey, look down there. I think that's K2.
You're right.
You got to see it after all. Look at it. Incredible.
Oh, after this week, it seems pretty small.
What are they getting here? I'm hungry.
Any second.
Dad!
Hey, Dad!
Oh, hi, Dad!
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, I'm so
hi, Michelle.
Glad.
Good to see you guys.
Hey, Dad!
Hi.
Hey, Gracie.
You look so good.
I feel better than you look.
Liz.
Oh, hon. I'm so glad you're safe.
Hey, everybody. I think I need a good old-fashioned American cheeseburger. Anybody else interested?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Been listening to the Brinkman Adventures in part 2 of Missionary Tourist. The trip to Kashmir changed Anthony's life forever. Since then, he's grown tremendously in his love and devotion to Jesus Christ. The next time you experience something difficult in your life, consider that he may use that to make you more like Jesus. While portions of today's episode are fictitious, Missionary Tourist is based on real events and people. To find out more, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Thanks, Anthony. I think I'm ready for that test.
Cool. And about that other problem, make sure you read those verses I gave you. We'll talk about it next week.
Sounds good. I gotta hit it.
All right, see ya.
Hey, how'd the tutoring go?
Great. I'm loving it.
The director told me you're having a big impact on a couple of them. That's awesome.
Thanks.
So, ready to run?
Do we really have time for this?
Come on, I gotta fit in that tux.
I can't believe you'll be getting married in 3 days.
I know, it's crazy. So what about you? Are you ever gonna ask her out?
Actually, I wanted you to pray about that with me.
Seriously?
I'm gonna ask his permission, but I'm terrified.
Of Jack?
Yeah.